been 2 days since a raid by Israeli naval commandos left 9 people dead aboard a flotilla of aid ships heading towards Gaza. Still more questions about that raid than we have answers. But we do have some international condemnation. Turkey, several other European nations as well, have recalled their ambassadors to the United States, to Israel, and the U.S. has joined them.
The United States supports the Security Council's condemnation of the acts leading to this tragedy.
Now, that statement is very clear, but there's still some ambiguity there because she doesn't say what acts she's talking about that led to this tragedy and whose acts, who committed those acts. We're going to hear later on this morning from one of the activists who was aboard the ship in question, who's going to explain her motives and her view of the confrontation. You'll be able to hear it on our website, thetakeaway.org, later today. But right now we're joined by Asaf Shariv, the Israeli consul general to New York, and also with us is Philip Wilcox, former American consul general to Israel. General Shariv, let me ask you, you said that Israel will not change its policy and approach to the ship now approaching Gaza. Do you not then think that there was a way to avoid the conflict and the death, I'm sure that you agree, tragic death of 9 people on board the ship?
When you're going to the airport, you have to go through security checks. In the past you didn't have to do it, but now every time it looks normal that everybody wants, if you want to go enter a country, you need to see what's there. We know that Hamas is trying to smuggle in weapons. All we are asking is to check it. If you really want to bring humanitarian aid, like those ships, like the Rachel Corrie is on its way, transfer it to Gaza. We are not saying you cannot bring its stuff into Gaza. We just want to make sure that it's humanitarian aid and not knives and rifles and pistols and long-range rockets. Now, we offered, before this flotilla, we offered to bring, to transfer whatever they want to Gaza through us, through the Egyptians, through the UN, you name it. We are saying the same here. What can you do? You have to make sure that people are not bringing in weapons. And I'm going a lot in the airports, and that's in everywhere I go, people are trying to check my luggage. And it's normal.
Philip Wilcox, president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, is there an argument to be made that there's really a rock in the hard place here, that in both cases, if the activists were hoping to call attention to the Israeli blockade in a negative way, if they were trying to force the Israeli army into a position that made them appear to be wrong or bad on the international stage, that the Israeli army is in a position where their actions and the policy forces them to be led into that trap?
Well, the root of the problem, blockade, and the closure of Gaza to the importation of food, humanitarian supplies, and building materials. Only a trickle of imports has been permitted by the Israeli government, and this flotilla operation was a dramatic way to focus attention on that problem.
So, Asaf Shariv, let me turn the same question back to you. We had a conversation yesterday in which they pointed out that It may be totally productive to prevent weapons from getting into Gaza, but why have a blockade that blocks chocolate and other amenities from getting to the people in Gaza?
There's no blockade blocking chocolate, and it's just a lie. You know, you can look at the menus. You can go to the website of the restaurant in Gaza and see what they're serving and tell me if this is a place who suffer from hunger when they serve foie gras. It's ridiculous. It's a lie to say that you cannot get in chocolate. Now, since you all know the region very good, why are you asking us? Why don't you ask the Egyptian? Egyptian is a Muslim country. Egypt is a Muslim country, and they are blocading Gaza too. Why are we supposed to bring in chocolate if we are not? And the Egyptians are not supposed to
Well,
do
Mr.
it.
Consul General, you raised the issue of Egypt, and that's pretty important. Is it possible that for whatever reason, and, you know, we can argue over who was right and who was wrong here, but for whatever reason, you may have lost the solidarity of Egypt in this blockade? What's that going to mean?
No way. I know they opened the crossing yesterday, but we'll have to wait and see how long it's going to stay open. Since I know that our alternative in this story is it was simple. We either take the ship or we give away the blockade. If we give away the blockade, Hamas will start shooting at our cities. What are the chances that you will put me on air when Hamas will shoot rockets and kill 9 Israelis? It happened before, And I didn't see the attention. I didn't see the Security Council. So we can suffer from the newspapers, and we can suffer from the media.
Wait a minute. Are you accusing us of? Are you accusing? Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you accusing us of not caring about rocket attacks inside Israeli territory? Something we've covered repeatedly on this program.
I'm accusing the world because for 5 years they have been shooting, and the coverage wasn't as close to what we saw here. And we had more than 9 casualties. And never people were, had a Security Council because Hamas shot rockets at our cities, which are not under occupation, because it's not the same story. And if this specific boat, if this so-called peace activist would kill 9 commando soldiers and not the other way around, I don't think the story would look the same.
Philip Wilcox, former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, it almost seems as though we're in a situation where the stakes are so high, where the rhetoric is so passionate that it's almost impossible for either side, either Hamas to express regret over Israeli deaths or vice versa.
I don't think it's impossible. I think that the closure of Gaza's borders is an effort to try to create hardship among the Gazan public so that they will turn against the Hamas regime in Gaza. That has not succeeded. The closure is, in fact, a bankrupt policy because it does not protect Israel's legitimate security needs. There is a considerable flow of material, including weapons, through dozens of tunnels which have been dug under the Egypt-Gaza border. That is the security risk to Israel. There are ample means to provide searches to ensure that imports of legitimate materiel and food and humanitarian across the borders and from the sea to protect Israel from the smuggling of weapons. The status quo does not protect Israel, and it creates a huge friction with the Palestinians and the international community. The whole policy of the closure needs to be reconsidered.
So you don't think the blockade has in any way lessened the number of rocket attacks coming from Gaza?
Yes, it has. In fact, there are very few rocket attacks now, and I think the Hamas authorities, I hope, have realized that that is a stupid, dangerous, and criminal activity. The imposition of a boycott against civilians is also a violation of international law.
Philip Wilcox is the president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, and Asaf Sharif is the Israeli Consul General to New York. We'll hear another perspective later on this morning.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.